This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa ma tawfiquna wa la'tisamuna illa billah. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fahuwa al-muhtad. Wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyan murshida. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعًا مرحومًا وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير. أما بعد, dear beloved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran gave us a verse that is so precious, so all-encompassing of what Islam is all about, that it became more of a tradition that in many sermons in most Muslim countries that people that are on the minbar, on the pulpit, like I am today, would either open their sermon with it or conclude the sermon with it. That verse is in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 90. Allah says in the Quran, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. The interpretation of the meaning of which that verily God Allah enjoins, commands justice and the doing of good and giving help to the kith and kin and forbids all immoral acts and evil deeds and all kinds of oppression. He admonishes you that you may take heed. Few simple words. And it has become a habit to the point that we sometimes may lose sight, may lose the point when we say something so frequently, we may not put the thoughts in it anymore. And in today's world, when Islam is being interpreted for us, and Islam is being misinterpreted by Muslims, we may have to go back to the basics. We may have to go back to what God admonishes us in the Quran to do. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى. That God commands justice and doing good and to be good to those who are around you. That's what Allah wants us to be. That's what Allah wants us to do. That's the essential message. And he forbade all evil acts, lewdness, and to be unjust, to be unfair to others. Islam from day one was about freedom of religion. In Surah Yunus, verse 99, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. In that verse, Allah was speaking to His Prophet, to His Messenger Muhammad. He said, if God wills it, all humanity would believe. Are you going to force people to believe? You can't make people. You can't turn hearts. You can win hearts. But you can't make hearts believe. Bayhaqi narrates that Umar saw a woman who was not a Muslim, and he said, and she was an old woman, and he said, Aslimi ayyatuha al-ajuzu taslami, oh you old woman, become a Muslim and you will be saved. And she said, I am old, death is near, and I'm not going to change. And then Umar narrates, لا إكراه في الدين. There's no compulsion in religion. She's a free woman. He was the absolute ruler at that time. And she was a weak old woman. But he was a model, an example, a role model for the Muslims to follow. Islam called to elevate all human beings. The dignity of being human. The Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. We have honored the children of Adam, Allah says in the Quran, elevated them, carried them on land and on the sea, gave them the provision, and raised them above most of our creation. And thus was the teaching of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to respect humanity. And it is important to go back and understand the teaching of the messenger that we chose to follow. Because we have people that are trying to define the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. And we have Muslims that are trying to interpret those teachings in a different light. They're trying to say that that respect for life, for humanity, is only for Muslims. But in the authentic books of Bukhari and Muslims, as it is narrated that our messenger, Our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting and a funeral procession passes by. And then he stood up and he was respecting the funeral procession. And then his disciples, his companions, his students, as-sahaba, they said, إِنَّهَا جَنَازَةُ يَهُودِي. It is a Jew, O Messenger of Allah. And he said, أَلَيْسَتْ نَفْسًا? Isn't it a human? And he continued in his standing. Because Islam gave rights. Rights for a person for being a human being created by God. First of all, the right to live. Because that life is sacred. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. That a human soul, a human life, should not be taken away except with its due right. The right of being respected, it's a God-given right. The Quran said in Surah Hujurat, verse 11, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't call each other by evil names. Respect one another. Don't mock each other. Same verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِّسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Let not a group of men make fun or laugh at the expense of another group of men, that they might be better than they are. And let not a group of women make fun or mock a group of other women, that they, the ones who are being made fun of, may be better than the one that are laughing at them. Don't have evil thoughts of one another. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Some suspicious thoughts may be a sin in the eyes of God. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. That verse says that God commands this. And then the concept of ihsan. What is ihsan? Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, to be fair, to be just, وَالْإِحْسَانِ, and then to have ihsan. What is ihsan? Our messenger says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That God loves or ordained to have ihsan in everything. Ihsan is to go to any good act, any good deed, and perfect it, and add to it, and go above and beyond and do more. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. To have good deeds, a beautiful way of dealing with people. Even with your enemies. Allah says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Good is not equal to the bad. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. Repel evil with good. Don't fight evil with evil. The ends do not justify the means in Islam. If someone is evil to you, you can't be evil to them. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. Repel evil with a good deed. فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. God said. And you will see your enemies turn into close friends. In Sahih Muslim, as Aisha bint Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, she said, the wife of the messenger narrates that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, Ya Aisha, inna Allah rafiq yuhibbu rifq. God indeed is gentle, and He loves gentleness. وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ. Now listen to this hadith. That God gives in gentleness what He does not give in violence. That God would grant you, if you go the gentle way, what He would not grant you if you go the violent way. This is how Islam started. These are not the words of modern Muslims. These are not the words of liberal Muslims. These are the words of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he continued, وَإِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. And gentleness and good way will not be in anything unless it makes it better. وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. And gentleness will not be taken away from anything unless it becomes worse. Because Islam, brothers and sisters, was sent as a very clear message for a very clear purpose. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His own messenger Muhammad. And what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined His own purpose of being the seal of the messengers. He said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثُ رَحْمَةً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We send you, O Muhammad, only as a mercy to the worlds. Everything. That if the message of Islam is not about spreading mercy, merciful ways, if the end is not merciful, then we have to really examine what we are doing. Because when we start reciting the book, what do we say? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We invoke the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious, the giver of mercy and the source of mercy. Islam without mercy is not the religion that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to carry to humanity. He was asked, and this is another agreed upon hadith very authentic. In time of persecution, in time when Muslims were suffering from pagans, they were being dragged through the alleys of Mecca and being killed and tortured, and they came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, "Ud'u ala al-mushrikeen," pray against them, pray that God would curse them. And he said, "Inni lam ub'athu la'anan wa innama bu'ithu rahma," I was not sent to curse people. I was sent as a mercy. لا يرحم الله من لم يرحم الناس. And God will not have mercy on those who will not have mercy on others. In At-Ta'if, when he was asked to curse them, he said, maybe one day, someone will come out of this evilness that we see before us. Someone that would be a good person. That's how he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, dealt with his enemies. And that's why Islam has mercy first. And that's why we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty Himself, wrote on His throne, "Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi," that my mercy precedes my wrath. And who of us doesn't have hope in the mercy of Allah? And then al-adl, to be just. Islam is about justice. It's about fairness. It's about fairness to those who are not fair to us first. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, all you who believe, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ, stand before God and be witnesses to justice. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا, and do not let the hatred of others towards you to sway you away from justice. اعدلوا, be just and be fair. هو أقرب للتقوى, that is real piety, that is real righteousness. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said in Fatawa, he spoke about Islam without fairness, without justice. And he said, قيل, it was said, الله ينصر الدولة العادلة وإن كانت كافرة ولا ينصر الدولة الظالمة وإن كانت مؤمنة والدنيا تدوم مع العدل والكفر ولا تدوم مع الظلم والإسلام. The scholar of Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said that it was said that God would support a non-believing dawla or state, a group, when they are fair and just, over Muslim state when they're not fair and not just. And life will continue with justice even if there's disbelief. But it will not go with injustice and unfairness, even if there's true belief in God. Words we have to live by. Words we don't have just to utter and move on. We don't say it and leave it here in the masjid. We take it in our hearts. We take it home. And we make it way of life. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The days that we live in are days that are highly testing. Testing for faith. Testing for our adherence to the true message of what we believe in. We might think that they could be the worst of times, but they could be also the best of times. They could be the time when we rediscover what Islam is truly all about. When we go deep. And take the treasures that are left for us by our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, his followers, the people that understood his message. They understood what he was preaching. They understood the rahmah, the adl, the ihsan, the mercy, the fairness, and doing the good that he was sent with. They understood that the prohibition of Islam, that what is so called the harsh Sharia law, is all about prohibiting lewdness, evil deeds, transgression against one another. It's not about oppressing people. When you see Islam is being used to oppress, take someone's right, we have to question. We have to say stop. That cannot be the message of the messenger that we know. When we say, when we see the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being used to take innocent lives, we should stand up. And do something about it. And say something about it. We should tell the world who Muhammad was. What his message was about. Not let others define whether they're Muslims or not Muslims. Because the enemies of Islam can be from within as well from the outside. And we see that they both agree on the same thing. They both agree usually on the same concept. And the concept that they agree upon is usually a total misunderstanding, a total distortion of what Islam is all about. And if it is not our duty to stand up and show what Islam is truly all about, then we have failed our religion, we have failed our messenger, and we have failed our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we stand up, we don't just stand up with our words. We stand up with our action. When we practice adil, we be fair to others. We be just. We practice what we preach. When we do ihsan, spread the good. Feed the hungry. Just do the good things. Hold a door for a weak person. Let someone help someone cross the street. Simple things. Do it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it in the name of your religion. Do it in the name of what you believe in. My message today is very simple, brothers and sisters. That if we believe that Islam is about al-adl wal-ihsan wa ita'u dhul-qurba, then we should not waste much time in rhetoric, in discussions, and in arguments. Let's understand it, and let's practice it. Let us be the most fair people that this world has ever seen. Let us connect with the kith and kin, with our neighbors, with our friends, with our community. Let's find the weak and the hungry and help them. And let's do ihsan, charity, and spread good. Because that's what our Prophet Muhammad did. That's what Islam did. And that was the message of mercy that he carried to the world. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, al muslimeen wal muslimat, الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة